Hey everyone, I'm Madonna Guy, naturopath and kinesiologist, and here's your tip of the day. Today's tip of the day is about vitamin A. Most of us don't think about vitamin A as one of those important things we need in our diets, in our supplement regimes, depending on what's going on in your body. Just recently, I tore a muscle and I was muscle testing the supplements I needed every day, and one of the things that kept muscle testing up was vitamin A, about 50 or 60,000 international units, 2 to 3 times a day, which I thought was interesting because I certainly wouldn't have thought of vitamin A in relation to a pulled butt muscle. So basically, where I sit down, that little spot in there was just like a 10 out of 10 in pain radiating out from there for 3 or 4 days. But the vitamin A, in amongst other supplements, was quite interesting to me. So the things that we know about vitamin A, we know vitamin A is really important for the eyes. We end up with less and less vitamin A in our body as we get older. It's one of the reasons for our aging eyes. It's also really important for immune system support. So it's important for the mucous membranes, it's important for our blood cells, really important for the lungs, for sinuses, that sort of thing. It helps you to synthesize collagen in your body, and this is where my butt pain came in handy. So it aids with skin health and supports collagen synthesis, which is vital for skin elasticity and wound healing. So I think that's why I needed it. It's really important for bones, reproductive health, and cancer prevention. And one of the things that's a bit of a worry with so many people being vegetarian and vegan these days is that true vitamin A is predominantly in animal products. So people who are animal product free are going to be low in the true vitamin A. They'll be able to take provitamin A like beta carotene, and that can convert into vitamin A in many people. Some people they can't. So it's just one of these things. If we are on diabetic medication, a lot of people can't actually convert from beta carotene into vitamin A. And who knows? That's just one of the medications out of the tens of thousands of medications out there. So who knows? I even heard a doctor the other day talking about one of the Jivity jabs, the MMR Jivity jab, seems to do something to really mess with the vitamin A receptor. So sometimes these kids will go from being normal little darlings to non-verbal sweetie pies, and a good dose of vitamin A can really help to support them becoming normal functioning human beings in some cases. So the provitamin A is beta carotene. It converts to vitamin A in the body. And then as we become more and more deficient in vitamin A as we get older, we can end up with night blindness and vision issues, weakened immunity, skin, dry skin, delayed wound healing, and stunted growth and reproductive issues. So, good old vitamin A, something to think about, not an expensive supplement, and definitely something to play around with if you're getting older and you know that you have a big need for collagen, if you know your eyesight's disappearing, if you know that your skin's dry, if you're having reproductive issues, all of that connective tissue flexibility can utilize vitamin A in the background. Have a great day.